You're listening to Swoosh Radio.
Kendra, I know she's trying to get in. Okay, we got it. Are you there?
I think so. Oh, okay. I think it's working now.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to sit down and then you tell me if you can still hear me. I added this mic and I don't know if it's actually working, but we're going to see once I sit down if it's working. Okay. Okay, girlie, let's get started.
Let's do it.
So can you hear me from?
I can. From your distance?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are here. We are here.
We yes. got it together.
How you feel?
Say that again.
How do you feel?
This is about you.
Okay, well, let's make it about me. I feel good. I feel great. My energy is good. I'm happy. I have a joyful spirit. I have a light heart, an open heart. So I feel good. I'm in a great space right now.
Awesome. Okay, so with that being said, tell our audience who Kendra Lewis is and what you do, because I gave him a little soft intro, even though we had a little technical difficulties.
Yes.
you to say, tell them who you are, because you know you have your people that's watching too, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Well, hello everyone. If you don't know me, my name is Kendra Lewis. I am the founder of the HER program. The HER program is a purpose-driven program that I created for high school and middle school girls, so young girls, the youth, to create a situation and an environment where they can thrive to become their version of themselves. And I firmly believe that through exposure, through experiences, and through representation, you can thrive and you can become your highest self. So whatever you see is moving in the direction of what you will be. So I love and I have a passion for mentorship. And exposing young girls to things that they probably would not have thought about if they did not see it. So that's my goal, that's my purpose in life, is to enrich the mindset of women around the world so that they can become their version of themselves, their version of her.
I love that. And you see how I, even for the flyer, I tried to use the theme of the girls.
Yes, that's what it's about, that's what it's about.
Yeah, I just love how you specifically have it geared towards the girls, because like I said, it's hard to find, you know, just good leadership and mentorship for the girls these days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, if you look in the right places, you definitely will find whose seat shall find. So if you look in the right places, yeah, you will definitely find it. But I definitely agree with you that on the surface, it's hard to find representation or positive representation on the surface level.
Right.
But if you dig deep, it's there.
Right. Of course, if you're in the life, I mean, like, and you know what I mean? Like, within the community, because a lot of people, you know, they won't. That's what this platform is for. Mm-hmm. For you guys to get that highlight, that exposure, so that, you know, because you could be right next door to someone and they have no clue who you are and what you're doing, and they're in need of help, they're in need of, you know, someone,
yeah,
guidance. So, and you just happen to be that. And like I said, that's what I love about Swoosh, because people like you,
right,
we get to
thank you.
And tell us, how long have you been with her or the
program? So I have been in the school since fall of 2023, so last year. But do you want to know a little bit more about how it came about?
Because you had a thing, I was reading your bio, how you said you were a teacher before.
Yes.
Were you in, like?
I was a teacher and I owned a business. So I'll start from the very beginning so that I can kind of walk everybody through how I got here, okay? Because it's been a journey, okay? In 2018, I was hired as a teacher at a high school. The high school is in Riverdale, Clayton County. And there I served as a health and PE teacher, also a cheerleading coach for 3 years. Was it 3 years, 2 years? Three years. I also coached track and cross country. And through working there, yes, I found my purpose, which is mentorship from the cheerleaders. When I say I love that team, I love the girls on there. To this day, they still call me. To this day, they still reach out to me. To this day, we still have a form of communication. We still talk. So that is where my purpose was found, was awesome. Through the cheerleaders at the high school that I used to work at. Outside of the cheerleaders or working at the school, I used to own a party bus business. Yeah. The party bus business was known as Atlanta Live Party Bus, okay? And I had that bus for 3 years, or I had that business for 3 years. So there was a time that came where I felt very overwhelmed from all the things that I was doing teaching, I'm a mom, coaching, I had a party bus, and it's just me. I'm a single mom. So I got to a space in my head where I felt like I was on a hamster wheel. And I was like, this cannot be life. Like, waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, getting to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, staying to 7 o'clock at night for practice, to get home to at 9 o'clock, to wake up to do it all over again. I was like, this can't be life. So I took some time off and I decided that I was gonna resign from teaching and do my party bus business full time. At the time, I had 2 party buses. So I had like a 20 passenger and then I had a 30 passenger. So I had 2 party buses, essentially. And it's so crazy, y'all. I kid you not. I sat down with God, because when you become an entrepreneur, you know that you don't have a boss. Your boss is God.
Yeah.
Okay. So I sat down with God and I was like, all right, God, what we gonna do? And he was like, shut it down. And I was really stuck. I was like, wait a minute. I just quit my teaching job. Wait a minute. You know, what's going on? So I had 2 confirmations that he said shut it down. So the first confirmation was when I was on my way. It's called Bellamy Strickland. It's a Chevy dealership out in McDonough, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I was going there for a part. I think it was like the mass airflow sensor. And I literally saw a sign that like moves, like a digital sign, and it said time to sell. And it was like vivid. It was very like vivid. You know how like in Final Destination you see like signs that's like more emphasized than usual?
Right.
Okay, it was like that. So I'm like, that's weird, because usually when you go to the dealership, it says time to buy or buy the new 2024, or so when it said time to sell, I'm like, why did I pick up on that? So that was the first one.
Wow.
The second time was, y'all, I kid you not, I was in a parking lot. So I parked my buses in this parking lot near the airport, right? This parking lot is never full. I don't know. I think it was Dragon Con weekend. The parking lot is never full. For some reason, on this day, I had 3 different parties. My driver called out, so I was going to be the person that drive. Mm-hmm. So that already was like a, okay. Right. Second thing was I had 3 different parties. One was a quinceañera, which is the Sweet 16, 15 for Hispanic culture. The second one was a wedding, and the third one was a party that happened at night. Mm-hmm. So the parking lot was completely full, and I could not get my bus out of the parking lot.
Wow.
So the bus was too long based on the capacity in the parking lot. There was not enough space to get the bus out. So I came up with an idea, because there was another person who had a vehicle that was kind of blocking it, where they probably could have came to the parking lot and moved their vehicle. So we called them. They said they were on the way. They never showed.
What?
So the first party went past. I'm like, hey, we can't make it. We can't get out the parking lot without hitting other cars. I'm thinking at this point that I can still make it to the second one and the third one, because they're going to come move the vehicle, right? By the time second party done, we can't make it. Third party done, done, we can't make it. So those were my two confirmations that God said, shut it down.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I had, so I was a teacher and I was a party bus owner and God said, shut it down. That was like in September. And my last ride was October 15th of 2022. Wow. So technically, I've been unemployed since October 22. But I recently told myself that I am an employee of I Am Her Brand. So that's kind of how we got here. Oh, I skipped a part. So how did I come to this vision?
Right.
I was sitting on the floor. It was 12 o'clock at night. It was 12 o'clock at night. And literally, I had a vision. Do y'all, you know, like, that's so random. Uh-huh. Like, were you like...
She froze.
Literally. Literally. It was like a picture or like a movie. And it was so vivid and it was so real that I literally had to record myself and remind myself of the things that I saw. Because it was just too much for me to write it down. Mm-hmm. So I have a video on my phone of that night when I received the video of received the vision, but literally it just came to me. It's like he showed me. It's like he revealed to me. It was like a revelation almost. Like, this is what you're meant to do. And it's so crazy because when I think about the brand and all that I have put into it, the anchor scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. And as I continue to build on the brand and just, you know, just continue to build, all of the things that's coming into play, all the puzzle pieces are parts of my life that were very significant.
Right.
From like health and wellness. I've always been a health and wellness person. Even people that cheered with me in high school will tell you, like, Kendra always gonna work out. Kendra gonna always, you know, like, come on, y'all, let's do it. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? So it's so crazy how everything is really coming full circle and everything really does work in your favor, not to harm you, but to prepare you forward. Like, literally.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's how I came up, or I didn't come up with it. I thought I was going to be a party bus owner. God gave me this, y'all. This is God's vision. Like, it's literally God's vision. I'm just a person that he chose to do it. Like, so.
That, and you were obedient to it. You're being obedient to it because that's a whole shift. Like a complete opposite of what you were doing. Because I was like, how you went from a party bus to like,
girl, God had his hand on my neck. Like, he was like, all right, Kendra, all right, let's go. Like, it's time. So,
yeah. I love that. Yeah. And I really admire just, you know, because I see the videos of how you interact with the girls, the activities, and like you're just so one-on-one with them. And yeah, it's like I said, it's just so inspiring because it's not, as far as I know, I mean, and that's what Swoosh is for. Like I said, we try to find things like that to share with community. And like I said, I know they're out there. They're out there, but it's like, how can we, you know, put them out more so that, you know, people are aware of where to find you guys and how to, but luckily the way we connected, it was just meant that to be, you know,
that part. I think just through consistency, I have learned that you just have to continue to show up because a part of my journey in the beginning, which I'm still on this journey, is I was like, all right, God gonna make a way. I'm just waiting for God. Then I had to realize God wants you to do something every single day.
Yep.
Literally, you have to do something every single day. So my prayer when I wake up in the morning is, thank you, God, for giving me another opportunity to be fearless. Because this brand, this thing is taking me out of my comfort zone. Anybody that knows me know that I have a very bubbly spirit, but I don't want to be, I'm not going to say I don't want to be because God gave me that space, but I usually play behind the scenes type of situation. And this is requiring me to be on the forefront in the leader, in the face of the brand. So it's definitely taking me out of my comfort zone. It's definitely pushing me to new levels. It's definitely allowing me to be uncomfortable 80% of the time. So
wow.
And it's definitely a big jump for sure.
I love the logo, the rose, like that, you know, that alone, I can't even, I don't even want to, I'll probably have to tell you this off camera, but this rose itself, that's a significant piece, it seems like. What, how did you come up with that, or and why? Like, because it's like, I can't, even in the flyer and just, you know, the comments and all that, I have to add a rose because that's just what I picture now when I see you. It's just a rose.
That's good. That's how, that's what I want. When you think of her, when you think of girls, when you think of, I don't know, roses just make you go it like does. This. It's like a breath of fresh air.
It is. That's why I want to see, like, why, how did you come up with that? Was that part of the vision? Like, why with that specific logo?
No, it wasn't a part of the vision. But when I look at a rose, I look at it intrinsically, like deeply. It has a lot of layers, number one, because let's go back. Being her is a journey. So it's about embracing a journey.
Yeah.
A rose, they always know that it comes through the concrete. Meaning that you have to persevere, meaning that you have to have a tenacious spirit. You have to be determined. And the rose is just like this elegant flower. When you see, first of all, a flower in general is a very feminine yes. energy. But the rose is very like elegant, but they have thorns. Mm. So it's kind of like the rose that came through the concrete and is a beautiful sight. But, you know,
uh-huh.
there's some perseverance that took place there. So for me, I don't know. But I will say this. As I was teaching, I used to journal a lot. And when I was getting into my last year, my fifth year, I was getting very, like, not aggravated. I don't want to use the word aggravated. Just more so like, this can't be life. So I started to journal. And I said, I think I was listening to a podcast and it said, who are you? And I said, Kendra is a flower. She's a breath of fresh air. When you see her, it's a refreshing feeling. And I feel like the average person, when you look at a rose, you go like this. So I don't know. It just worked. I always love roses. I literally have rose tattoos on me. So I guess it's been a part of me for a long time. But to answer your question, you said, was it a part of the vision? No, it wasn't. But it is a part of who I am. I think it is a part of a lot of women when it comes to how they view yeah. themselves, especially like this upcoming past Valentine's Day. Yeah. Roses is associated with her. You get what I'm saying? When you think of a woman, even if you want to treat her to something nice, if you think about all the things that she goes through, the rose just symbolizes strength.
Yep.
It symbolizes beauty, elegance, quality, long stem roses, quality, a lot of different layers. I don't know. It just resonates with the spirit. I'll just say that
right.
for sure.
Right. I love that.
Thank
that
you.
Is so awesome. I said there's more to it, but we'll talk out off camera.
Okay. Remember that thought. Don't lose
right.
that thought.
I know. No, I definitely won't. I'll let you know.
Okay.
But yes, like I said, just that's just so inspiring. And just like I said, just the fact that how you pour into the girls, because of what you do, like I said, just from the videos, just from you know, just the interaction that you have with the girls, like you're gonna go far.
Thank you. I received that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just that little, it's a flower. Like you're literally watering a seed into each of those girls. And they're, like you said, they're persevering, they're pushing through. We don't know what they're going through. I mean, you know, they may tell you one thing, but we don't know what's the truth. But you're there to help them, like, push through, like, become her, that girl.
Yeah.
So,
and one thing I want the girls to understand is there's no cookie cutter ideal to who her is.
Right.
Her is, everybody has their own version of her. You can be a sophisticated, you can be an anime her, you can be a earthy girl her, you can be a skater, a skateboard her. It's just showing up at your highest capacity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you were meant to be. Like putting your excuses or the reasons why you can't do something to the back burner.
And you know what's funny? That first day when we met, like, this is part of why I'm back to doing Swoosh, because I've been doing Swoosh, this show, since like 2012.
People oh, wow. talk
that though, right? Because I haven't really been on camera as much, but that doesn't mean I haven't been doing it like behind the scenes or, you know, off of camera.
Yeah.
That's I like just set it up. But even like I said, the time when I met you, I was thinking of getting back into doing Swoosh, the podcast and all that. But I was like, I don't know if I want to. And I remember sharing that part with you. You're like, no. You like,
you better do it.
Fire. You specifically sparked that fire in me. You're like, no, there are no excuses. You can do this. You need to get back and do what you were doing before, because it was just, I was just like, okay, Lord. Okay.
That may be confirmation. No, but seriously, because I think people hear you can do whatever you put your mind to, but when you really internalize those words and you execute, you can literally do anything you want to do.
Right.
Like literally, like if you want to move to Korea, you can move to Korea. If you want to start an online hair boutique, you can start an online hair boutique. You can do anything. If you can dream it, you can do it. Yeah. And that's what I want everybody to understand, that I literally took a leap of faith. Like, I literally was like, well, I'm out of here and I'm gonna bet on myself. And I think that if you listen to all of the greats, they would tell you that they go through that same phase of feeling like, I have to do this and I have to bet on myself. And even if people doubt you, even if people don't see your vision, I know y'all hear this a lot, like people are not going to hear your vision, it wasn't for them, but that's literally the case.
Right.
It's literally the case. So if something has a burning desire within, do it. I'd rather say I did it and it didn't work out rather than saying I never tried.
I know that's something I could not ignore. Absolutely not. Like you said, how God's hand was on your neck. Like literally, I felt the foot on my like past couple years or so. But no, you know, it was time, and especially for people like you, because it's not about me. And that's one thing I had to actually remember too. Like, it's not about me. Like, get out of yourself and do it for her, do it for you, do it for Lady B, whoever else, you know, has been on the show or that's going to be on the show. You know, it's just meant to be. It's supposed to happen. That's part of it.
Especially if it's something that you innately do. Like, for instance, I innately inspire people. I just be like, girl, come on. I don't know. It's in me. It's not on me. It's in me. So if talk show host is something that you naturally do, like if you just naturally like to interview people and learn about their stories and things like that, do it. Just do it. Go all in. I challenge you to go all in and just for a month. Like, say for instance, you went out and did interviews on the street and you picked once a week, like every Thursday or every Friday or something, like something that scares you, something that takes you out of your comfort zone, and just do it. Because the more you face adversity, the stronger you become and your nose turn into next opportunity.
Right.
So it's very important that you take that leap of faith and just do it, because what is really the fear behind no?
Right.
First of all, fear is not even real. Fear is false evidence appearing real. So it's not even real, number one. And number two, what if somebody says no, that has nothing to do with you as a person. It has everything to do with if they want to, right then and there. And that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm proud of you for being back on your talk show journey. Embrace the journey, girl. Embrace the journey. You can go very far with it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I really, like I said, you definitely helped. Because that was what, like last year? It was sometime last year.
Yeah.
It's been almost a year, it feels like.
Maybe so.
Yeah. It feels like almost a year. And that, like, each time I seen you posting and all that, it's like I went back to that conversation, like, you need to do this. You need to.
Yeah. One foot in front of the other. And just always remember that. Every day doesn't look like a sprint.
Right.
And every season doesn't look like a, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you crawl. Right. Sometimes you only post a picture instead of a video.
Yeah.
Sometimes you only commented on their, somebody post and maybe it responded to you.
Right.
You know? So just remember small wins, like very small wins. And that over time will build right. momentum.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm proud of you. Like, you're talking to me. Like, this is you. Like I said, I it's just something about it. It just really, like, it really hits a soft spot for me of what you're doing, because it's like, I'm like, oh, I wish that was me as a little girl. Like, I want to be in that program. I want to be her. Like,
and that's where it's it really stems from little Kendra.
I love that.
It really stems from little Kendra. And, wow. And it's so crazy because one of my little babies just joined on here. I don't know if she's still on here, but yeah, like I see myself in them. And just imagine if you ask the average 30-year-old girl, how do you think your life would be differently if you had a mentor? It would be completely different.
Completely.
You would have went to networking events. You would have known about business ventures.
Right.
You would have been a little bit more well-versed in the health and wellness community. Spiritually, you probably would have had a little bit more guidance depending on where your family comes from. It's just, it's a win-win situation. Like, you need somebody to scaffold you until you get to where you are. Mentorship is the same as education. Right. It's just that people use their life experiences to guide you and help you versus a curriculum. Right.
It's exactly
the same thing. So it's necessary in all areas. And even if you think about the best coaches, not best coaches, best athletes, best singers, best speakers, they all have the great of the great have mentors.
Yep.
So it's very important. And I am excited because this is a chance for little Kendra, which are the little girls, little Kendra to win. Because at the end of the day, we all can win.
That's all.
We all can win.
That's it.
And I always tell them, meet me at the top.
Right.
Meet me at the top, because we're going to the top.
All the way. Ain't no other way.
Right. Exactly.
I love that. Yes. We're about to wrap it up, but is there anything that's coming up with your program? Any projects that you guys are working on? Are you keeping it on a hush? Or like,
it's so crazy because I literally asked myself this question, like, did I want to reveal? And the first answer I got to myself or that I heard was, you're going to need people to do it. So you might as well. So what's for me can nobody stop?
Right. Period.
Okay. So I will tell you about this. I'm planning to do a HER conference within the schools. So you know how we go to conference outside of schools? You know, they have like breakout rooms. You know, they have panels and things like that. I want to go to different counties, like Fulton County or maybe within the school, maybe within the county.
Okay.
But it's like a 3 to 4 day conference where girls come on the first day. They may do something where they have a panelist, they talk about health and wellness, mindset, mm-hmm. The second day may be table etiquette, how to eat at formal dinners, things like that. We may do a little fashion show, how to dress at business opportunities or at business events, how not to dress at business events. We're going to have breakout rooms where it's like hair school, nail school, you know, whatever kind of school. And, you know, just like a whole little conference. So they get that experience. They get that experience before going out into the real world. They can ask questions. They can be amongst their peers. It's still education, but it's more so life education. So it's going to be known as the HER Conference. And that's something I'm looking forward to in 2025. But we're going to need people to do that. We're going to need funds to do that. And we're going to need creative ideas to help orchestrate that and bring it to a reality. But that is like one of the projects that we are working on, along with other things as well, too.
Awesome. Awesome. And how do we, like, whether girls or, you know, adults like me, how do people get involved in, like, in helping or even, you know, if we have youth that want to be part of your program, how do they get?
So right now we're in a school system. So specific to the school in which the program is at. So right now we're at Atlanta Heights Charter School. Right now we're looking or seeking opportunities to create community events. Like, for instance, I'll give you one event where I have a friend who does hiking tours. So we want to set up a situation where we all can meet, like young girls can go hiking and have experiences and, you know, kind of open their mindset during times like that. Or maybe hike up Stone Mountain, you know, something like that, making it more of a community event. But as of right now, we're actually paired with schools. But we are working on like summer programs and things like that. But it's not in existence right now. So it's not something that is open to the public right now. But it will be at some point, for sure.
Okay. Awesome. I mean, just the fact that you're part of the community. I mean, it starts there, you know. It starts there, and it's gonna spread like wildfire. Like you said, we just gotta take steps. So, and within that, it's making a big impact.
Yes. Oh, it's gonna be big. Yeah. God got his hands on it, so it's bigger than me. I say that.
Yeah,
I have to show up even when I don't feel like it because I have to remember that it's bigger than me.
Right.
Yeah, it's bigger than me, for sure.
Awesome. And then I have one more. I want to kind of pick your brain because I don't know what Swoosh stands for. Probably not. I didn't get to tell you.
No, you didn't tell me.
So I'm play. Have a little fun with this. So, Swoosh, as you see the spelling, you can barely see it though. S-W-O-O-C-H. So, there's two acronyms for it, okay? So, the original acronym is spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ, okay? Remember that. Then the other.
Did you say spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so keep that in mind. The second acronym is same spelling, but it stands for serving with other organizations to change humanity. Okay? So with that being said, how do you think you're swooshing?
Through my journey, it's so crazy because through my journey, as the girls are learning, I'm also learning too. So I'm on a journey walking with Christ, embracing the journey just as they are. And then also, say the second one again.
Serving with other organizations to change humanity.
Okay, so the HER program or the HER brand in general is a brand where all women can thrive. So this brand is founded and rooted in collaboration over competition. Mm-hmm. Everybody that comes in is a collaboration with the HER program.
Right.
All right. So I am collaborating with other organizations to change the mindset of women that are in this space.
Right.
So not only am I on my own walk and learning, because I'm learning just like how the girls are learning, like some of the representatives come in and they are teaching things I didn't know about or I wasn't familiar mm-hmm. with. For instance, like the etiquette class, you mm-hmm. know, there were some things that I didn't know that were proper etiquette that I learned on that specific day. So mm-hmm. I am on my own journey, and I still am evolving and growing into my higher self and my higher version of her. But I'm also collaborating with other organizations in the community so that we can change the outcome of right. the youth, because right. based on the direction right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. So both acronyms definitely apply, and I'm definitely swooshing.
Yes. Are. You got on that quick.
Yeah.
You definitely are. Thank you so much, Kendra. This was awesome. I knew, like I said, we needed to get you on the show because you're definitely making an impact. Like you're planting your seeds
every day.
And you're swooshing.
Yes, I am swooshing. Okay. I am swooshing. Let me ask you this. Yeah. What has one person or somebody who has been on your show said that has stuck with you?
I know you question.
Hear a lot, but you know,
a
so
lot.
What's something that you have heard that has stuck with you?
Wow. There's so much.
What's the first thing that came to your head?
You.
Oh. Well, that's a good thing.
I'm thinking about today's show. Everything that you're saying, yeah. Just the concrete, the significance of the rose, like how it represents. You know, we're all, especially for girls, for women. You know, even though we all have our unique characteristics, but at the end of the day, there's always we have to fight. We have to persevere to become who we're meant to be, you know?
Absolutely.
The funny thing is, I honestly forgot for a minute that roses do have thorns. So,
Handle with care.
That's right. So, because like, you think of a rose, you're just like, yeah, for that moment, but be careful too.
Yeah.
Careful how you handle the rose, because you know there's thorns. Those
you
thorns.
Have to embrace the journey. Like life is, you're gonna go through something in life. Nobody just has this clean slate of life,
right?
You know, so it's not about being knocked down. It's about your ability to be resilient once that knockdown comes. And what I have learned too recently is about learning how to dance in the rain and allow that rain to be the fertilizer so you can continue to bloom. Because how you show up when you're faced with adversity really determines your character.
Yep.
So that's something that I'm learning. I'm not a perfect person. I don't try to become a perfect person or look like a perfect person, but that is definitely what I'm learning right now. Like, it's learning how to dance in the rain for sure.
I love that.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you. You're doing such a phenomenal job. You're a great
you
for the girls and for all around the world. Why do you think I had the Sierra song? For all the girls.
Yes.
Like, I've had women like all on this month, like the interviews, they've been all women. Like, and it's not like, that's not something that I planned. It just happened to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I knew.
Well, it's how the cards was dealt, and that's okay.
Right.
It's literally okay. Like,
right.
It's okay that it's all women at this moment, because something's gonna come from it. The important part is that you are doing it, you are showing up, and people are showing up to be on your show. So all of it is a blessing. It looks like a win-win.
A win-win for real. I will take that for sure. And I appreciate you for showing up. Can you hear
me? Somebody was calling me. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. So thank you so much for being on this or allowing me to be on here. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. How can I keep up with you and everything that you guys are doing?
Okay. So I am going to do better with posting, but they can follow if they want to know more about the brand itself, which is like the women, then you can go to iam.herbrand. Or if you want to know about the mentorship, which I'm going to do more posting, I promise, is _her_mentorship.
Okay.
So you can know more about the mentorship following the mentorship page. If you just want to enrich your mind as a woman in general, you can follow the iam.herbrand page, which is for all now, women.
I don't even think we got to touch on that, because I was thinking the Her Brand was just for girls, you know, adolescents. That's the mentorship part. Now,
So it's a three component. You can't really see it, but it's mentor, merchandise, and scholarship.
Okay.
So the merchandise side is more so for women. So like when they're working out or they just want to wear something that represents being her, embracing the journey, as you can see on the side, that's what it says. I am her, let go, let God. Even if they want to wear socks, let me see if I got some socks. I got some socks. Hold on 1 second.
Get the merch.
So these are the socks. Let me take it out of the package. So you can see. Okay. So these are the socks. Do you see?
Yep, I can see.
Okay. So say, I'm her, let go, let God. And then it says, embrace the journey on the bottom. So it's just merchandise that reminds you to constantly show up as yourself. On the backside is Jeremiah 29:11, a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, give you hope for the future. Just understanding that literally everything happens for a reason. It may not be, y'all, literally the thing that happened in my life that was the most traumatizing was literally about more than 5 years ago. Okay, so it took me a while to understand why it happened to me. So if you are questioning why something happened to you, it happened for a reason. And it's literally your job to turn your pain into purpose, or your pain or your and turn it into passion and make it a purpose. But God is doing things through you if you allow him to use you. And that's why I say let go and let God, because that's literally what I did. I surrendered everything. I surrendered my party bus business, as we talked about in the beginning. That was making
tough.
Now I sell socks. Y'all come get y'all socks. I just play. But no, seriously, my life is completely different. But I can say I'm fulfilled. I'm happy. I'm joyful. My heart is so open now. I used to be cold, like just like tunnel vision. But now I'm like, I don't know. It's such a relieving feeling to be in this space. And I honestly wish that everybody, or pray that everybody, gets to experience the grace and mercy that comes from surrendering, because it's like a weight that's lifted off your shoulder. You don't have to bear all of that weight that you once was bearing, or carry around all that baggage that you was once carrying around, because like God got you.
Yep.
Like he literally got you. Okay. And for people who may be on the fence about believing or not believing, if you just take 7 days and ask God to show you in 7 days, he gonna show up.
That's a word.
He literally gonna show up in 7 days. Wow. Because he wants you. He's looking for you. He wants you to come to him. You don't have to be perfect or anything like that. You don't even have to be thou shall. Like, they have this whole misconception that you gotta be thou shall. You gotta be like this. You don't have to be like that. Okay, embrace the journey. Right. If you're in a space where you are still in a club, or let people be them. They on their own journey. They will become who they need to become when God is ready to make them become who they need to become. Right. But if you go to him, he will create so much clarity, comfort, and peace for you. If you want true peace in life, because you know we're at the age where we're like 30 now. So if you want true peace in life, you have to let go and let God do his thing. Because if you try to have a stronghold on what's going on in your life, you're going to always feel like you are, you know what I'm saying?
Tied down.
You just want to flow. You want to be a flower.
Right. Right, like a rose. Okay.
So let go and let God do his thing, okay? And he gonna show up and he gonna show out every time because he big God, okay? That's what I know to be true.
A big God.
Yes, yes. I have absolutely enjoyed this.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I appreciate
you.
I would love to have you back on the show so we could keep getting an update of what you're doing, and maybe we could do it in person next time.
Yeah, that's fine. Just let me know. I pretty much have a, I'm not going to say an open schedule, but I can maneuver things around to accommodate if you let me know in a timely manner. Yeah, so definitely. Oh, one thing I did want to read. Where is it? Did I lose it? So I wanted to mention, because the main reason for this call was the mentorship, I wanted to read the vows that I made the girls read every time we meet. So the her vows is almost like a pledge of allegiance, and they are going to remember it, okay? Just like we remember the pledge of allegiance, but these are words of encouragement, words of empowerment, so that when they get stuck in a tough space, they know that they can revert back to these words and find some peace, some comfort, some piece of like momentum to get back on their feet. So I just want to read it real quick. I also read it every morning just to empower myself. So yeah. So this is how it looks.
Okay.
I got eliminated for all the girls so they can put on their wall or whatever. But yes, it says, I am her. I embrace the journey while fearlessly pursuing my dreams. I overcome obstacles with resilience, turning challenges into stepping stones. I nurture a growth mindset, seeking knowledge and expanding horizons. I honor my self-worth, practicing self-love and kindness to all. Remember, kindness. Hey, one of my cheerleaders on here. Hey, Blue.
Aww.
Where did I stop? Using my voice to make an impact, creating equality and empowerment. With dedication, I persevere towards greatness. I am me. I am free, heavy on the free. I am her, okay?
Hey.
So they say that every time we meet, and it's like a pledge of allegiance. So I just want to leave with that little 2 cents because it's important that you pour into yourself.
Oh, I love that, Kendra.
Yes. Can we do a three-way call? Blue, do you want to come on here? She's one of my cheerleaders. I love her.
Go ahead. Go.
Blue, are you in a space to come on here for really quick?
Let me see. Do you want me to add her in?
I want her to be like, yes, you want to come on here first. Because I don't want to put nobody on the spot, you know.
Right.
Or you could type if you want to type. If she's still on here. I don't know if she got off. Let me see. Yeah, she's still on here.
Girl, why are you logged in? She's in
class. Oh, I don't see that.
Class. Is that her?
I think mine froze because I don't see that. The last thing I see is, hey.
Is it self-made?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, she says I'm in class.
Oh, okay. Well, girl, I love you always and forever.
That's how you know you're like, yeah, you have real influence on this in a good, great way, an impact.
Yeah, we still communicate, all of my girls. Yeah. So I'm happy. I'm grateful that God chose me for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sorry, for sure. I'm working on that too.
No,
I'm working on that.
It's
too.
All the same.
Yes.
Thank you so much again for being on the show and just being who you are. Like I told you, we were just literally getting to know you, getting to know.
Well, thank
who you
so
are
much.
And what you're doing. And wanted to honor that. So we're giving you your roses.
Thank you. I fully accept them. I fully accept them.
You guys, please make sure you support Kendra and everything that she's doing for the community. Check out the I Am Her brand, the merch. Make sure you check out the Her Mentorship and everything that
they're doing. All different colors. What's that?
Oh my God, I love red.
But no, definitely get you some socks. I actually may do a Thankful Tuesday, and if I can make them, they're typically $15, but I can make them $10. Ooh. If y'all want to go ahead and purchase
the hat,
Oh yeah, the hat. I'm out of this color. But yeah.
I have a windbreaker. Let me take this windbreaker.
Wow. You got merch. That is beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm working on a few things, journals.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying. I am. Okay. I said I'm gonna stop saying I'm trying. I am doing.
You are.
And I hope that you all support. But if they also want to support the mentorship, we are doing, and this is the last thing, because I know we probably all over, but we are doing Sparkle for Support, which is a fundraiser that I am doing where people can donate $5 to the mentorship. And for your $5, I will go out on Monday. It's called Mission Monday, where I go and give random roses with a special note from the person who donated $5. So when you donate $5 via Cash App, there's also a link that you can fill out a Google form. And when you fill out the Google form, you are allowed to leave a note. So, nice. So that note will be printed up and given to the person with the that is randomly chosen throughout the day.
Yeah.
So the proceeds go to the mentorship so that we can have the funds to do the different assignments or the different classes. Like when we did nail class, that was pretty expensive. You know, when we did we have a hair girl coming in. I don't think we need any doll heads, but you know, just different things that's necessary.
Right. Can you hear?
Execute and engage the girls so that they can truly learn the skills that we put in front of them. So yeah, if you want to donate, it's definitely going towards a good cause. I'm actually out doing mission work. Like I said, this is faith-based, so it's definitely mission work that's being done. So I think it's a good organization to donate to.
I think so too.
I think y'all should donate. But yeah, definitely. And if you are a person out here who would like to collab, this is a brand for all women to win. So if you have any type of expertise, any type of if you're a speaker, if you are a influencer, anything that can be put in front of kids to enrich their minds to become the best version of themselves, we welcome you with all arms, all open arms, because that's our goal, is to put different experiences and positive experiences in front of the girls so that they can elevate their thinking and elevate to their version of her. So
what's about? I love that.
Yep. So that's us.
And yeah, like everyone, please make sure, like I said, it just seems like we've been doing the Black Women Support Entrepreneurship this month, because yeah. That's just what it happens to be. We're supporting everyone, but this month it seems like it's all focused on that.
And that's okay. But you know, next month is Women's Month as well.
In March. That's what I was like. I thought I would have more women guests for next month, but hey, it is what it is. So y'all make sure y'all support Kendra, support all of our other guests, Belinda, Lady B, everyone else that's been on the show, and whoever else you may know in your own community.
Yeah.
It just starts there. So thank you so much again, Kendra, for just your presence and everything that you're doing. Like I said, it's going to spread like wildfire. So,
amen. I received that.
Right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Join, especially. Oh, I'm just seeing Rebecca. Thank you for joining. I'm just seeing her joining as Sarah U Vision Image. Self made. She's been leaving her comments. I love you too. And I'm so proud of you.
I can't even see her comments, but thank you, Blue. Thank you. Yeah, she know the journey. They were on the party bus when I had them as cheerleaders. I took them to the radio station in the varsity. So they know all about the party bus and being a coach and having my son there. So she know firsthand all the things. Okay. So
I love that. Thank you guys. Thank you again, Kendra.
No problem.
Stay close.
Say that again.
Stay close to your phone, because I'm going to call you right after this.
All right. Well, bye, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. For the people that were on, we greatly appreciate the support on both
size on the Swoosh Side and on the I Am Her brand. I hope y'all have an amazing day. Whatever y'all do, one foot in front of the other. Every day does not look like a sprint. Every day does not look like a sprint. This is the year of discipline. If you want true freedom, because discipline equals freedom. If you want true freedom, start off small.
Yep.
Start off small and each month add something on. That's what I'm doing. So I'm just telling y'all what I'm doing. Okay. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. And I hope y'all have an amazing Tuesday.
Yes. This is your girl Esther L signing out with Miss Kendra with I Am Her. Love y'all.
Bye.